Well, we're talking with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters, and we're talking about just continuing the training with Rhodey and using whistles. And eventually, what is our goal? I mean, what's the next thing after a single tweet to teach him how to sit? What's after that?
I would make him come in on a whistle. And what I do, and if I'm not tough on the phone, but I do a with a whistle to come back in. It's got to be different than the short blast. But I would use that to come in, and again, we're starting at 3 foot, 6 foot. He's a smart boy. He'll pick it up quick. I'm thinking in one session, you'll probably end up at 10 feet with him being able to blow him in. And again, not a lot of praise, but praise. Good job, buddy. That goes a long ways with a dog.
Okay, so you've mentioned that many times to me, and I want to ask you to clarify why you always say don't overpraise the dog when he does something right. Give him a little bit for positive reinforcement, but don't overdo it. Why is that?
Well, let me give you a good example. Years ago, I went to a George Hickox school, and to me, George is one of the gurus of dog trainers. So doing a demonstration, a question came up is, you know, how do we change from one command to the next command for, like, kenneling? So if kennel is the command and he kennels, then you'd go, kennel, blow the whistle. Kennel, blow the whistle. Now, it's going to have to be a different type of whistle than sit, and it's going to have to be a different type of calling him in. So whatever command you choose to do with the whistle, that's what you need to use. But you got to be consistent. And try not to make them too close together. You don't want to confuse Rhodey at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back on the praise thing, George took my dog, Mac, and he was 6 months at the time, and he'd say, Mac, kennel. And Mac, kennel. Mac, kennel. Mac, kennel. Mac, kennel. He blew the whistle. Mac, kennel. And he did that 3 or 4 times, and then he used strictly the whistle. And Mac, kennel. And he did that 2 or 3 times, each time with a good boy. He says, all right, now watch this. So he says, Mac, kennel. Blew the whistle, snapped his finger. Mac, kennel. Did that 3 or 4 times. Pretty soon he was just snapping his finger, and Mac was going right into the kennel. Right, so he's got that. Then George says, now watch me mess this whole thing up for you guys. And it goes back to this praise thing. He said, Mac, kennel, snapped his finger, Mac it. He come back out, and he goes, oh, good boy, Mac, oh, good boy, and loving him up and rubbing him up. And he says, now watch this. And he says, Mac, kennel, nothing. Mac just stood there and looked at him. So, too much praise. What I think is your short circuit, the thought.
He just gets too hyper-excited.
Yeah, don't overexcite him. But again, praise is really, really important. Dogs don't need a whole lot of praise. That little scratch on top of the head, a little scratch in the ear, good boy. When I'm hunting, if I get a real good retrieve with Briar, I'll just reach down, pat him on the shoulder a couple times, good job, buddy, and he's gone. He's back out hunting.
It's funny how dogs' brains work. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's how they're wired. It really is.
Yes, it is.
Interesting. Yep. And for me, I want a whole lot of praise. I want you.
Okay.
I want to be loved up.
Well, you're not a dog.
Exactly. Well, Walt, I appreciate your time today. Good tips, and we'll continue with you over the next few weeks with as we progress further into this whistle training and such.
Okay, well, I'm all rejuvenated. I'm ready to get back, go to work. Actually, I've been getting quite a few phone calls for young dogs already this year, so I think it's going to be a really good year.
And give them your number again in case they want to make an appointment with you.
It's 906-399-0557. They can call me anytime. They can call me at this time of year if they've got some questions to make sure we get on the right path. You know, again, we've talked about this many times. There's things that we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to create problems. So if you've got a young dog and you've got a question and you're great now, call me and I'll talk you through it.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. We'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thanks, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.